Howard Gale walks through the Seattle Center grounds almost every day and often stops in at what's now called the Armory Atrium, formerly known as the Center House Food Court. He says when he noticed covers and little padlocks being put on the power outlets, he started asking questions.
They told me they didn't know. They had to get back to me. It took months.
Eventually, he filed a public records request. He says it confirmed what he suspected, that blocking the outlets had something to do with the large number of homeless people hanging out at the tables.
The concern, as it turned out, and I do have documents that verify this, the concern was to try to move the homeless, to provide a disincentive.
He says homeless people had been using the outlets to charge cell phones they'd been given, or in some cases, plug in old laptops. Through his public records request, Gale received hundreds of documents. One uncovered Seattle Center email in reference to the homeless talked about managing the resident transient population. Still, Gale sued the city of Seattle because he believes there are dozens of records the city has yet to turn over. He says for him, there remain unanswered questions.
I still don't understand why a city agency would go to such extreme expense and risk embarrassment for something as boneheaded as simply denying the homeless electricity.
For its part, the city says it has turned over all relevant documents in the case, and a Superior Court judge ruled that while the city was not initially in compliance, it is now. Gale appealed, and that's where the case is now, before the state appeals court. The city attorney, who's defending the Seattle Center, isn't commenting at this time. For Howard Gale, who isn't new to filing public records requests, ultimately, it's about keeping city government accountable. After all, he says, the Seattle Center as a city park should be open to everyone, and the decisions the city makes about it should be public as well. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.